And
hallelujah, our dear brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
感谢主带领好，让我们都能够平安地抵达来到我们尔湾教会。
And thanks to the guidance of God that all of us can safely arrive here in Irvine Church.
在这里我们要相聚一个星期的时间。
And here we'll be spending a week together.
这次我们安排的三卷书都是先知书。
And the three books that we have arranged for a session is the prophetess books.
一般我们对先知书的概念就是很多重复的信息。
And our common senses regarding the prophetess books is that they have the same meanings.
觉得这些文字看起来好像很艰深，好像很枯燥。
And it seems like the literature is very deep and profound, and it's at the same time very lame.
其实如果我们能够明白这个字里行间的意义，你读熟了会读出它的味道来。
And but if we could understand the in-depth structure of the books, then after reading it, then you would understand its main purpose.
要了解先知书对我们来讲是有一点点挑战性。
And to understand the prophetess books, for us, it's a little bit of challenge.
那我们各位看了这个课程的安排，我们还是把它毅然决然地报名了。这个很难懂的，或是很艰深枯燥的，这个先知书，我们都愿意来学习。
And even though we know that we're studying these books, but we still went ahead and registered for the classes and willing to learn.
光是这点精神就值得我们所有的讲员要站着跟各位来讲话。
And because of the spirit that you have, then enables all of the instructors to be able to stand here and teach all of you.
那圣经是说要在白发人的面前站起来，但是这个礼拜就让你们坐着听就可以了。
And the Bible says that you have to stand up in front of the white hair person, but this week you could sit down and listen.
先公布我的年龄，免得你们猜我太多岁了。
And I like to announce my age first because otherwise you might think that I'm old.
刚过56岁的生日。
And I just passed my 56th year of age.
怕你们猜我65岁。
And I'm afraid that you might be guessing that I'm 65 years old.
所以我先公布我是56岁。
And so I'd like to first announce that I am 56 years old.
这个人生感觉到好像很快就要过去了。
And life feels that it's going to be passing by very quickly.
如果 我们怎能留一本书?
And then we could only leave behind one book. And we have to leave behind the Bible.
这个不要留红楼梦啊。
And do not leave behind any Chinese classic novels, 红楼梦。
红楼梦到最后是那种葬花的心情啊, 把自己比喻成那朵花, 快要枯萎了。
And but the end, it was describing as yourself as a type of flower, and it's about to be withered.
也不要留三国演义啊。
And do not leave behind the Chinese classic novel Three Kingdoms.
打打杀杀，这个青山依旧在啊，但是几度夕阳红，这些人都已经成为历史人物。
And after years of battles, the mountain and then the scenery still leaves behind, but the character have deceased.
要留这本圣经。
But you wanted to leave behind this Bible.
一个可以促膝长谈的知心朋友，一杯红茶，一本圣经，我们就可以过日子。
And a good friend that you could sit together with and just basically have one Bible and a cup of red tea, then we could spend our days together.
我们要更多的时间来读圣经。
And we have to spend much time, many more time to be studying the Bible.
有一个父亲，医生检查出来，他在几个月以后就会过世。
And there was a father that the doctors have examined that he'll be passing away after a few months.
但是他的孩子要在稍后的时间才会出生。
And but his child would be born at a much later time.
他看不到他的孩子了。
And he would not be able to see the child.
他的孩子也看不到他。
And his child would not be able to see him.
但是他想怎么样让他的孩子知道，他的父亲是存在的，而且是爱他的。
And but he was thinking that how is he able to let his child know that his father still exists and at the same time loves him?
这位父亲为孩子预备了一笔的这个养育的费用跟教育的费用。
And the father left behind a sum of money for his education and also his upbringing.
而且写了很多很多的书信要告诉他的孩子父亲是多么爱他。
And he has written many different letters telling his child that how much the father loves him.
孩子出生以后。
And after the child was born.
父亲已经不在。
And the father was not around.
但是慢慢成长他的妈妈会把一些书信读给他听。
But slowly growing up, the mother will be giving him some letters to read.
有一些书信是他的父亲要他在上学懂得这些字的以后呢，他自己去读。
And so some of the letters that after the child receives proper education, then he'll be understand the letter contents.
他从这些书信当中发现父亲是存在的。
And from these letters, then he realized that the father still exists.
是爱他的。
And still loves him.
虽然未曾谋面，但是也未曾离开。
Although they have not seen each other, but they never parted ways.
圣经有六十六封的家书，是我们的主他写给我们的。
And so in the Bible, there's 66 scrolls of letter that our dear Lord have written for us.
让我们认识他的话语，也领受他的爱。
And for us to understand his words and to receive his love.
我们要天天去读它
and we have to read it on a daily basis.
天天都来领受神的话语
and we have to be receiving the words from God on a daily basis.
我们这一次这一堂课呢是跟大家来学习撒迦利亚书
and so this class will be studying the book of Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书被圣经学者把它分类归在这个小先知书之列。
And so the Zechariah was categorized by the biblical scholars as the minor prophet books.
它是小先知书当中最长的篇幅最长的一卷。
And so this is one of the longest books in the minor prophets.
它这里头有八个意象成为一个主要的结构。
And so there are eight visions to establish as the main structure.
而且呢，还有一篇一篇有关于末世的预言。
And there is chapter after chapter about the revelation at end times.
谈到耶稣基督，他有两次来到这个世界。
And it talks about that Jesus Christ came to this world twice.
他降生以及他再临。
And he was born, and then he will come again.
用预言的形式来做一个表达。
And through prophecy, this is being expressed.
这当中也谈到弥赛亚王国的建立。
And it also talks about the establishment of the kingdom of Messiah.
就是属灵的以色列国。
And so this is the spiritual Israelite kingdom.
在历史上应验的呢，就是使徒时代的教会。
And so this was revealed in the apostolic times.
在末世的时候，神所建立的真教会。
And so this is also the true church that was to be established by God in the end times.
因为有这些丰富的内容，并且是用启示、用预言的方式来写。
And because of these bountiful contents, and everything is expressed in the form of visions and prophecies.
还有一个属灵的一个表达的方式，就是给先知看到异象。
And there's also another way of expressing, which is to reveal its actual visions to the prophets.
因此，它是在小先知书当中可以说是最隐晦比较不容易明白，它有一种隐藏性在里头。
And so, among the minor prophetess books, the contents is a little hard to discover because it is hidden.
但是我们在解释这个撒迦利亚书的时候，
through explaining the book of Zechariah,
我们是用上了所有我们对于圣经一贯的思想，我们来看这一卷。
And we have utilized all the thinking that we have throughout the whole Bible to be studying this book.
我们读圣经是需要用圣经的一贯性。一大的部分来看一个小的部分。
And so that when we reading the Bible, we have to use a universal way to be studying a minor section.
个别的解释不能够逾越圣经的一贯性。
And so a sectional explanation of a different chapter cannot explain the whole content of the Bible.
圣经都是神所默示的。
And because the Bible was revealed by God.
都是由神来启示他的工人。
And God revealed it and instructed his workers.
所以自然同一个灵感动有它的一贯性。
And so if the same spirit moves upon it, it has its universal nature.
那我们有很多我们的前辈呢，也帮我们做了很好的这个诠释。
And we have many of our forefathers who have done a good way of explaining for us.
所以事实上我们要来了解撒迦利亚书应该不至于那么大的困难。
And so in order for understand the book of Zechariah, it shouldn't be that difficult.
但是预言性的东西我们不可能以人的智慧来完全的掌握。
And so anything that has to do with prophecy cannot be completely grasped by human alone.
我们必须诚实的来承认有些我们还是不清楚不能确定的。
And we have to acknowledge that some of the contents were still unclear and unsure of.
但是圣经既然有它的一贯性呢我们就有它解释的原则。
And so if the Bible has this universal form, then we have ways of explaining it.
那当然我们在了解先知书的解释的时候先需要知道它的特性是什么。
And so if we want to explain the prophetess books, we have to know its main nature.
那现在我们就根据提供给我们的讲义呢我们来做一个简单的解释。
And so from the synopsis that we receive, we will make a brief explanations.
我们可以稍微的来了解就是说圣经大概有 80% 以上是用预言的形式来写。
And we have to understand that the Bible was written about 80% of its contents through visions,
当然这是,
through prophecies.
当然这是一个大略的估计。
And this is a rough estimate.
这多数就是神的预言呢要在末世要全部应验的。
And so mainly, this is the prophecy of God that will be revealed at end times.
那过去绝大多数的这个预言已经应验。
And many of the prophecies had already been revealed.
那么就剩余有关于末世或是末日的那个部分呢，有待时候满足，它要应验。
And the contents that was leaving behind is will happen in end times or in the future.
尤其是先知书它几乎都是用预言的形式来写。
And especially the prophetess books was written in the form of prophecy.
那我们要了解未来这个世界的走向，真教会的发展。
And we have to understand the trend and then the way that the world is heading and also the developments of the true church.
我们可以根据先知书的预言可以看出它的端倪来。
And so through the prophecies of the prophetess books, then we can see a little bit of a knowledge within.
既然预言是成为先知书里面的大部分的这个内容。
If prophecy became the main content of the prophetess books,
那我们在解读这个预言呢，就需要掌握一些它的特性跟一些原则。
And so through explaining the prophecies, then we have to have a little bit of principle.
我们先看先知预言的特性。
And so we like to study the prophecies of the prophets' nature.
第一个就是历史性。
And first is the historical nature.
那这个历史性的意思就是说先知说预言他首先是根据当代他当时候的历史背景做一个基础。
And so many times when the prophets proclaim a prophecy, it's established on the foundation of the history during that time frame.
以当时候神选民的国度他们的各种的境况来做一个基础。
And so the kingdom of the chosen people of God at that time was used as a foundation of the main prophecies.
所以先知的预言对当代人一定有意义。
And so the prophecies of the prophets at the time will have some sort of beneficial to the people at the time.
因为他领受神的话语呢，他是站在众人面前讲出来。
And because after receiving the words of God, he's proclaiming it in front of the people.
那就是那个说的对象，第二人称就是这些百姓。
And so the opposition will be the people and the general multitude at the time.
所以对他们一定有意义。
And so this is definitely beneficial to them.
警告也好啦，还是发出这种责备啦。
And whether this is vehement warnings or rebuke at the time.
或是说预言他们要被管教啦。
Or that to prophesize that they will be punished.
预言他们要归回复兴啦。
And to prophesize that there will be a revival.
以当代的这些百姓作为听众。
And so the general people at the time as audiences.
以他们的信仰状况作为一个基础。
And as the nature of their basis of foundation of their faith.
针对他们必须要改变的。
And to focus on the aspects that they need to change.
神对他们的期待。
And so also the hopes of God towards them.
神对他们的管教。
And also the disciplinary actions of, to them from God.
神要他们归回。
And also the fact that God wants them to return.
还有很多的先知啊，他们来自民间，来自乡间。
And so many of the prophets comes from the common local areas.
啊，你看像何西亚先知啦，阿摩斯啦，弥迦啦，他们是同时代的。
And just like Hosea, Amos, and Micah, they are from the same generations at the time.
但有一些呢，他是工作的这个场合呢，多数是在接触这个国王啊、国王啊、君王，所以他。常常在宫廷出入
and but many times that they are in a very deep involvement with the kings of the state at the time
啊，像以赛亚先知
and just like Isaiah
啊，那他们呢能够了解当代的这个社会状况
and so they could have a deep understanding of the events that's happening at the world
啊，从政治、宗教、信仰啊、道德各方面来看
and from politics, from religions, from morality, they would view from different angles and aspects.
来自民间，了解民间的苦在哪里。
And from the public, they could understand the harshness of life that they have endured at the time.
但是他是接受神对他所说的话。
And but they are receiving the words that's telling them directly right from God.
对着百姓来说。
And they are proclaiming it to the people.
啊，所以先知他是代表神。
And so prophets represents God.
对百姓说话。
And they would speak to the people.
他第一批的这个听众呢，就是当时候的百姓。
And so the first group and first generation of the people will be the people at the time.
这个叫做历史性。
And so this is called the historical nature.
有它历史上的一个时间空间作为一个背景。
And it has the that dimension and space of history as its background.
啊，这是先知他说他的信息的第一层的意义。
And so this is when prophets are proclaiming its message. This is the first level of meanings.
那这一类的通常我们是按照这个字面上很自然的理解跟解释。
And so usually we will understand it from a very characteristic point of view.
那第二个特性是多重性。
And the second one is the multiple possibility nature.
也就是说先知他说出预言第一个有关联的就是当时候的百姓。
And usually after a prophecy was announced that it will reveal during that time.
但是先知他所预言的内容呢，多我们现在 看起来，多数呢，他在历史上啊，在往后的历史呢，他会有几个落点啊，应验的点，应验的落点，他可能有多重的应验。
But many times the prophecies that was proclaimed by prophets, might have a chance of happening later on. So this is multiple possibility.
先知他预言的主题大概一个就是弥赛亚。耶稣基督要降生。
And so one of the main themes of prophecies is the birth of Messiah, Jesus.
弥赛亚王国的建立啊，这是真教会的出现。
And the establishment of the kingdom of Messiah, which is the reveal of the true church.
啊，以色列国要复兴。
And the Israel kingdom will be revived.
最后审判。
And at the end there will be judgment.
啊，审判呢？在历史上有多次的应验啊，审判来应验，最终还有一个应验啊，终末的这个审判。
And through the different points of history that this was announced that at the end, there will be an ultimate judgment.
所以这个多重性跟历史性它是相对的。
So this multiple possibility of occurrence reenacts with history altogether.
它不是只有在历史啊历史性这方面有意义，它往后的历史当中可能会多次在应验。
And this is not just only based on historical nature, because it will happen in a later time and it will occur.
啊，比如说圣殿的建造圣殿这个应许啊，这个预言。
And just like the prophecy of reestablishing the temple.
啊，所罗门王他那个时候建造圣殿了。
And King Solomon had reestablished the temple at the time.
但是后来被毁掉了。
And at the end was destroyed.
当他们又回到他们的国家，又重建圣殿。
And so he has gone back to his original state and reestablished the kingdom.
但是这个圣殿后来也被毁，相当程度的被毁掉，不能再使用了。
And so this temple was also destroyed to a point, and it cannot be used anymore.
然后在主耶稣的时代，大希律的时代呢？
And during the King Herod's stay of Jesus,
在重修这个殿。
And this temple was rebuilt.
所以我们现在到以色列地区哈，看那个哭墙哈，啊，还有那个附近的那个那样的一个我们可以看得到的部分呢，大概是在那个时候所建的。
And so we visit Israel at the time now, and then we see the Wailing Wall. We could see some of the architecture that was built during that time.
那因此我们看这个圣殿的。的建立哈、啊、建设呢，它在历史上就有几个点的应验了。
And so through the establishment of the temple, different points of history, you will see that this has been revealed.
这个叫做多重性。
And so this is called multiple occurrence nature.
那第三个特性。
And the third characteristics.
多层性。
And multiple layer nature.
不同的 level, 不同的层次。
And this is multiple levels.
一个是在属世的，一个是在属灵的。
And one is worldly, the other one is spiritual.
我们刚刚谈的这个圣殿的建立呢，是用这个属世的哈、物质的这个殿来讲啊，它有多重应验现象嘛。
And so we have talked about the fact that the temple rebuilding has the possibility of multiple occurrence.
但是多数的预言呢，它不单只是在这个地面上的层次它会应验，它更有另外一层。加上去的就是在属灵的层面会应验。
And but the multiple prophecy of its revelation, not only that happens it will reveal by itself in a worldly matter, but also in a spiritual matter, also it will reveal.
好，属灵的殿。
And this is a spiritual temple.
神的教会。
And the church of God.
在属灵层面应验。
And this will reveal in a spiritual level.
使徒时代教会建立。
And the establishment of the apostolic church.
末世真教会建立。
And the establishment of the church during end times.
这个叫做不同层次的应验。
And so this is a multiple level of a revelation.
那我们发现说，多层性的应验呢，不同层次的应验，它也有多重的现象。
And so
有多重应验的现象。
We have discovered that during this multiple level of reenactment also carries multiple occurrence possibilities.
好，再来，第四个。
And fourth.
一切都在末日要结束。
And everything will be end at end times.
啊，最后一定要再应验一次。
And at the end, everything will be revealed once again.
啊，终极的应验。
And this is the ultimate occurrence.
如果先知的信息它是谈到审判性的。
And if the message of the prophets talks about the contents of judgments,
当代人被审判一次，
and so the people at the time will be judged.
在历史上有多重的审判，
and so historically there is multiple occurrence of judgment.
但是这个审判也有属世跟属灵的，
and but also the judgment deals with worldly and also spiritual.
啊，就是他。受报的受罚的是在他的这个属世的层面，在肉身上，但是还有属灵的。
And because the disciplinary action will be carried out in the form of physical and as well spiritual.
那既然谈到审判，那最后末日一次全面性，而且是一个永恒性的结局。
And so if we talked about judgment at the end times, there will be an ultimate judgment, and this is total annihilation.
神对所有人全面性的审判。
And so God will be hold judgment over the entire race of mankind.
而且他决定的是一个永远的结局。
And so all the decision at the end will be the ultimate decision.
这个就是终极的应验，末日应验。
And so this will be the ultimate judgment of end times.
那我们在读先知书的时候啊。
And so when we reading the prophetess books,
我们都可以发现有这些痕迹。
And so we could extrapolate some of these images.
好，那我们为什么会这样来做？为什么我们能够这么样来想？
And why can we explain it or think of it this way?
啊，因为圣经本身它就是这样解释的。
And because the Bible itself explained it this way as well.
啊，在使徒行传里面有很多的地方。
In the book of Acts, there are many different places.
使徒他们领受圣灵以后呢，他们对这些群众哈，面对犹太人，他们在布道哈，就是说讲道，对他们来传讲耶稣基督的时候，他们很多的都是一直从圣经啊旧约的先知书里面去拿这些题材来讲。
And when the apostles are preaching to the Jews, at the time they would use materials from the Old Testamental books.
啊，尤其呢，这个大卫倒塌的帐幕要重新被建立起来。
And especially when the tabernacle of David was to be rebuilt.
啊，耶稣就是在啊旧约时代先知所预言的那个要来的受膏者，那个基督。
And so Christ was the anointed one that was prophesied in the Old Testament, which is Jesus.
用希伯来话念出来就是弥赛亚。
And so if you read it in Hebrew, it's called Messiah.
就是受膏者。
And this is the anointed one.
希腊文的发音就是基督这个翻译。
And so the Greek pronunciation will be Christ.
那我们华语的这个发音就是受膏者。
And so from a Chinese pronunciation, this will be the anointed ones.
那么什么样的人要接受这个膏油的膏抹浇灌在他这个抹在他头上。
And what kind of person shall be received this anointment of oil?
君王跟祭司。
And it's kings and priests.
在承接这个职分的时候要接受膏抹。
And when they are taking over the assignments of work, that they will be anointed.
那也包括先知在内。
And this includes prophets.
所以他有三种职分承接的时候是要接受这个圣膏油把它抹在头上。
And there are three duties that they will need to be anointed before they take over the task.
那我们就可以知道说在整个新约圣经，他就来解释旧约了。
And so we know that the whole New Testament is explaining the Old Testament.
那它的应验的部分在新约就可以看到它的答案。
And so that the part that's being revealed, you could see its answers from the New Testament.
那我们读的新约圣经，它怎么样去解释，怎么样去拉那个预言，说这就是先知所说要应验的。
And so when we're reading the New Testament, how can you find that this was prophesied by the prophets and it will be revealed?
那加上我们属灵的经验。
And this is based on our spiritual experience.
我们在侍奉当中所得到的体会。
And also on understanding during servitude.
我们也看旧约历史的记载呢，它有应验的有预言跟应验的那个对应性，我们把它拿来做一个原则。
And also the historical recordings in the Old Testament, we will take it as a reference and to coincide with the New Testament.
还有教会发展的过程当中我们所看见的神的作为。
And also throughout the process of the development of the church, and we could see the actions of God.
那有少部分我们从世界史、世界的历史正史当中确定的一些历史的事实，包括考古学所发现的一些证据都可以来帮助我们了解这些预言的应验。
And also throughout history, that many of the discoveries and archaeological findings could also prove this prophecy is to be true.
那一般的圣经学者大概就是从圣经的知识，从考古学，从一些释经的法则来讲。
And usually the biblical scholars, they would be studying the Bible through archaeology and then also many of the history contents.
可是我们不可以忽略一点。
But we cannot neglect one thing.
我们圣灵的带领，我们从属灵的角度来解读。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we'll be explaining this through the aspects and the point of view of this Holy Spirit.
就如当初使徒他们领受圣灵以后，他们非常确定的，他就以这是大卫倒塌的帐幕要重新建立，以这样的一个承受这样的应验的福分来自我提醒跟自居的，就是自我勉励肯定，就是这个样子。
And just like the apostle times, when they realized after they received the Holy Spirit that the tabernacle of David was rebuilt. So this is a way of self-examination and also self-knowledge through spirit.
那可能我们会想说读一个先知书还要去看历史性、多重性、多层性、末日的应验。这今天的第一节课我就听得晕头转向了，要考虑要不要回家了。
And so maybe when we're reading the prophet's books and we have to study from a historical point of view and a multiple occurrence and multiple layers, and maybe this is so much work that you have decided that you wanted to go home today.
请不要回家，因为你机票也打了，这个报名费也缴了。
And please do not leave because you have prepaid your airline tickets already and you have paid for the application fees.
事实上我们不是独立自己要去做这个事。
And of course that we are not independently doing this alone.
是我们的前辈一直教导我们，我们已经有一些概念了。
And yes, because our forefathers have instructed us on this matter, and so we have a little bit of knowledge.
我们在真教会里面的信仰历程也都可以来印证这些。
And also, through the spiritual cultivation that we receive in the true church, we can all see this to be true.
所以我们还是可以了解的。
And so we definitely could come to an understanding.
那我们就会发现说，哎呀，先知书它是这么内涵是这么多丰富啊。
And so we'll realize that the prophetess books, that the contents are so bountiful.
那它对我们最大的一个造就性呢，就是说，这是神数千年来他的历史上所留下的痕迹。
And this, one of the greatest edification that we receive are traces of remainings of God's actions and works throughout history of mankind.
如今我们能够明白，而且我们在这个恩典当中。
And today that we can come to this understanding and we're living inside of this grace.
我们的神是完全的智慧。
And so our God is the ultimate wisdom.
他为我们安排了这么多的东西。
And he has arranged for us so many different materials.
在那么年代那么久远之前呢，他已经安排好。
And so from a generation so far, so long ago, then he has made this arrangement.
那时候到他就应验，时候到他就应验。
And so when the time comes, it will happen. And then when the time comes, it will happen.
他要告诉我们。
And this is to tell us.
这个救恩是真的。
And this salvation is true.
我们都可以回顾历史，从历史得到印证。
And we could look back into history, and we could see all the evidence throughout history.
神在历史上的预言，绝大多数都应验了。
So all the prophecies that God has proclaimed throughout history, they all have been revealed.
剩下一个部分，末日啊，天国实现的这个部分，有待时间到，它就应验。
And there's only one part of the content that was left behind, which is the revelation of the kingdom of God and also heaven and judgment.
过去大部分的预言都应验了，没有理由说未来那么小的部分呢不会应验。
And because all of the other prophecies have been revealed, that there's no way that such a minor thing would not be would not happen.
先知的预言，它不是根据过去做一个统计，然后看它的豁然率，事先做预测。这个先知的预言不是预测，是神以他的全知告诉他就是这样，事实以后就是这样应验。
And so the prophecies of the prophets, they do not come to the conclusion based on historical research and facts and findings, but direct instructions from God telling them that this will happen in the future and it will happen this way.
我们要感谢神。
And so we have to be very thankful.
我们会感动。
And we will be moved.
我们的神爱我们。
And our God loves us.
他要我们很确认的，有信心的来接受。
And he wants us to be very affirmed and receive this with faith.
也要向后世的人来做见证。
And we will also preach and testify to our generations behind us.
向全世界的人来显明他的爱。
And to reveal his ultimate love throughout the whole people in the world.
他给我们留下这些东西。
And he left behind these things.
就告诉我们这是真的。
And this is telling us that this is all real.
这位掌管历史，能知过去未来，这位神他为我们所安排的救恩是确实的。
And the ruler and controller of history, and the one that can really control the outcome of mankind, is telling us that all of these contents are real.
所以这本圣经的存在其实就是神迹，就是神的作为。
And so the creation of the Bible, actually, it's a miracle. This is an action of God.
神在大自然当中有很多的启示。
And so among all the different things in nature, God has many revelations.
啊，有人看到星象，有人看到万物被造，他就知道说一定有一位造物主。
And some people, when they see astrology, and then when they see all the things in the world, they would know that there is definitely a creator.
啊，这个叫做从自然得到启示。
And so this is to be revealed and through nature.
啊，但是如果自然的启示没有特殊启示来引导，我们还仍然不认识那一位造物主是谁。
And if you are revealed by nature, but you don't have a direct relate a guidance toward this revelation, then we would know who the creator is.
啊，那特殊启示有两个部分。
So a specific revelation has two parts.
一个就是圣经。
And one is the Bible.
因为我们的主呢，他用超自然的作为，用启示的方式来告诉我们，啊，给这些仆人呢写的这本圣经。
And so our Lord has done supernatural things, and then also through the instructions of his servants, telling us that there's a Bible.
啊，有了从自然得到的一种启发或是启示，他再翻开圣经。开宗明义第一章第一卷第一句话，起初神创造天地，他从这个特殊启示得到答案，跟他的自然启示结合在一起，他就能够认识天上的神。
And so some people through scientific revelations, and then after reading the Bible from the first book, first chapter and the first page, in the beginning God has created heaven and earth, and from this,he could put together the understanding of this is all created by God.
那这就是这本圣经所给我们的这个帮助。
And so this is the assistance that this Bible is giving us.
那第二个特殊启示什么呢？
And so what is the second specific revelations?
神在肉身显现。
And God was made into mankind.
道成肉身。
And he was formed into a flesh.
这是最大的启示。
And this is the greatest revelations.
是最完整的启示。
And this is the most complete revelation.
神启示最终的目的就是基督耶稣来到世上。
And so the ultimate revelation is that the Christ Jesus will come to this world.
啊，他向我们来见证神。
And he will be testifying to us on behalf of God.
让我们来认识神。
And for us to understand and know God.
而且所有启示的内容呢，都要在耶稣基督身上来集大成，要把它完成全。
And all the contents of revelations will be revealed, and everything will be happened through Jesus.
啊，那这就是我们所认识的耶稣基督。
And so this is the Jesus Christ that we know.
我们所领受的救恩。
And this is the salvation that we have received.
啊，我们用这样的概念来读先知书。
And from this concept that we should be reading the book of prophets.
它不是枯燥无味的。
And this is definitely not boring and lame.
它有它的特殊的文学性。
And this is have its unique theological essence.
多读，我们就跟它熟认，然后我们就变成好朋友。
And so the more that you read it, then we will be very accustomed to it, and then eventually we will become good friends.
那好朋友会把好东西来跟我们分享。
And good friends will be sharing good things among each other.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
不要觉得困难。
And do not feel that this will be difficult.
开卷一定有益。
And there's definitely a meaning in opening the scrolls.
所以我们这一次我们的撒迦利亚书小弟想要达成一个任务。
And so, through the study of the Zechariah, I would like to accomplish one thing.
我们会用读经的方式来讲解。
And we will explain this through the ways of Bible studies.
我们努力要把每一句话都解释过。
And we will try very hard to be explaining every single word.
让我们深入这个文字，让我们去思想。
And so that we could deeply penetrate into the contents, and then for us to really focus and think.
那回去以后你们在读的时候，你就能够更深入去思考。
And so after going back, then once you read it again, then you could really read it more in depth again.
你就不觉得陌生了。
And so you would not feel estranged.
你打开的时候好像跟老朋友见面。
And so once you open it, it seems like you're seeing a meeting an old friend.
而且老朋友每一次他都有好东西跟我们分享。
And so that this old friend will be sharing you good things with you all the time.
求主来带领我们 的学习。
And let's ask Lord Jesus Christ to guide our studies.
我们先休息一下。
And we will take a break.
一起默祷。
And let's pray in silence.